For the practice, we need mindfulness. Okay, watch the body, watch the mind, and just observing. Do not act. Do not criticize. Just keep watching. When we breathe out, we know. When we breathe in, we know. When we feel, we don't use our eyes. We just feel. Is it difficult? No need to overact. Just behave normally. Is it difficult? So right now we're sitting. We feel that the one that is sitting is not self. And we can observe that the one that's observing, the one that is sitting, is not self. It's just the mind. And then we can see that the mind and the body can be separated. And yesterday, someone submitted the homework that the mind and the body, when in deep meditation, the mind can disappear. And when the mind can be in that deep concentration, the body disappear. When the body comes back from that level of concentration, the mind and the body will never get confused that they are the same again. So mindfulness is the most important one. So when you see someone walking in, so you lose mindfulness to the person who just walks in. So that's not a good practice to keep losing mindfulness like that. See, another person walks in, everybody loses mindfulness. Just by me saying someone walks in, you haven't even looked at him yet, and you just feel like you really, really want to look at him. It's not that you should not look. It depends on the appropriateness. But you should know first that you really want to see before you act. And whether you should act depends on the appropriateness of the situation, and the mind and the body, whether it should move or not, depends on the situation. It's not to be sit still. And the Dhamma on this set of teaching will be a lot weaker than the Dhamma before the breakfast, because the concentration level is a lot lower, because you guys did not get enough mindfulness during breakfast. So get more focused, who's breathing, who's moving, and who's noticing the breathing, or who's noticing the body moving. Who's feeling the happiness, who's feeling the sadness. The feeling of sadness or the happiness gets noticed in the mind. Okay. And the mind is the one perceiving the sadness and happiness. The good deeds or the bad deeds happens in the mind. The diligence or the laziness happens in the mind. The mind should know. So you need to observe that. You need to observe the level of variation of the diligence or the laziness. and see that all of that gets to be observed by the mind, both the mind and these mental objects get observed by the mind, and they all these various things get observed by the mind all day long, and at one point you see that there's no self, and even the observer, the mind, the observer itself is not self either. So the self, even the mind, is not even self. So some people say, I send my mind out to have a Dhamma conversation with people, and that's not true. It's just that the mind of people who had good practice is really wide. And that's a side effect of someone who has already practiced well, and it's not intentional. So after I finish teaching, I go back to my guti, the residence, and I'm not really paying attention to the outside world, except that the mind itself is really wide and has no boundary. So some people, when they hear about this kind of story, instead of trying to practice mindfulness, really want to play with this kind of mental toys, and highly not recommended. And you should practice mindfulness for your own salvation first. Did you see that you were trying to bring your own suffering because you're too focused? That's not the middle path. The middle path is to have mindfulness in a natural way. Practice more, you're getting better. I'm a little bit too trying to control myself. And last night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw that I was really scared. And at that time, I could not see whether my mind or my body, but I was trying to do it anyway. Okay, even if you can do that, just try to chant Buddha, Buddha, and see it anyway. The where you were staying, there's nothing really scary except snakes. There are a lot of snakes, and besides snakes, there's nothing scary except maybe ghosts. And then there are some wild chickens. So if you have mindfulness when you move around, and you have the compassion, you don't have to worry about. So where I'm staying, that's a lot denser forest. So when you're afraid, you know that you're afraid. So the flowers, the good smell of the flowers come out at around 3 p.m. So there are different kind of flower smells all day long. But sometimes in the morning, you get to smell chicken crap. But you cannot control when you get to smell what. So it depends on your mind. If you know how to be happy, no matter what you smell, you can be happy. Last year, I spent several months in the hospital. So the nurses and the doctors asked me whether I was bored. So I answer, I gave the doctors that I was not bored. That no matter where I am, I'm not bored because my mind was not bored. So practice every day, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness will protect the mind until one day the mind sees the truth. When the mind accepts the truth, the mind will be happy. If the mind still does cannot accept the truth, the mind will still be unhappy. And the truth is that the mind and the body is impermanent, is in conflict, and cannot be controlled. So when the mind accepts the truth, no matter where you go, you don't have to choose in order to be happy. Lung Pu Suat was in the Tham Si Ka, which is in a forest, and he stayed for a few days. And Lung Pu's attendant asked whether we should go back to our own Wat, because we have been far away from the Wat for quite some time. And Lung Pu said that is there a distance between us and Wat? So there should be no longer concept of distance anymore. So whether it's far or near is in our mind. Lung Pu Man, who is the great teacher, says the great mind, the great special mind, the one that if you practice well will bring great happiness to you. And the way you practice is to practice mindfulness, so you can see the three characteristics. And after successful practice, the mind will see nirvana. Nirvana gets to be experienced by the mind as well. And the happiness is so large, it's like I can die because of that happiness. And in the Miranda records, Miranda was asking Nagasen, and Miranda was trying to attack Nagasen that if someone attained arhatship when it was not ordained as a monk, he would die. And Miranda was accusing arhatship as being a killer. And the answer was that arhatship was actually not a killer, but arhatship is actually too pure for an ordinary, unordained person. Everyone can get to observe nirvana if the mind has enough quality. So, for example, when someone walks by, instead of knowing that the mind has a craving, you just take a look. Why don't you have mindfulness first and notice the craving? So when you have a lot of mindfulness, you will see that the mind is not self. And then you also see that this mind can also create worlds, can also create the body and the mind in the next life. I came from Surat Thani. So, you're doing well? So I meditate in the morning for 1 hour, and I see that the mind slipping away. And the morning chant, I see that mind slipping away. And during the day, I see that the mind slipping away. And during the day, and in the evening, I see that the mind slipping away. So that's excellent. That's perfectly fine, perfectly okay. So you're practicing very well. So mindfulness is doing good. Mindfulness is good. Concentration is good. So when you see the mind slips away, and then you have mindfulness, and then you have concentration. When the mind slips away, and then you have mindfulness, then you have both mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. It's a really good practice when the mind slips away and you have mindfulness. You can go all the way from this point to arhatship. Last time you said I already had mindfulness, so today I would like to be inspected. Right now you're too focused. So if you know that you're too focused, you're okay. Right now you're not, your concentration is not too good. It's a little too dispersed. So in the past year and a half, before I fall asleep, I feel that my head exploded. So you just know. The important thing is defilement. So you learn from defilement. Do you feel that you still have self? Oh, good. Yes. That's just vision. That's not Magga. That's not enlightenment. If you really have enlightenment, there will be no self anymore. Last homework was, I still feel that I'm still forcing mindfulness to happen. So you should know what's good for yourself and what's not good. For example, forcing mindfulness to happen is not good. So you should know that. So your mindfulness is getting better, your concentration is better, your wisdom is getting better. So you just keep your diligence going. So when you're greedy, and you know that when greed leads to over-focusing your mind, and that makes your mindfulness and concentration really too stiff, you should know that. So you should know the bad stuff. And the bad stuff means bad karma, and the bad karma will have bad result. I see a lot of contacts. Contacts don't make you unhappy. Actually, cravings make you unhappy. If you understand that the cravings make you unhappy, you will not blame others. You will not blame the situation. You will not blame other people. You will see what happens. That is actually the mechanism of the mind itself that makes you unhappy. And you should see that the mind is not neutral towards the contacts. So when you see something that you're you have negative reaction towards, you should see that you are not neutral towards that, and that's why you're still unhappy about that. So you should be aware of the anger that is arising in your mind now and then.